Perfect. So how clued up is the nation when it comes to their pensions?
Well, not very is the answer. I mean, people struggle with finance generally, but when it comes to pensions, I think they struggle even more because pensions are quite complex and people don't really understand what their options are. And we know that that leads to them making poor decisions at the real extremes. We know that people get scammed out of their pension money. The Financial Conduct Authority said that people lose on average over £80,000 when they get scammed. But we also know that people pay a lot more tax than they need to. So the Treasury is very happy because they always beat their own forecast as to how much tax is going to be raised by people retiring. But of course, individuals could do much better and they might prefer for that money to be in their pocket than the Treasury.
Yeah, definitely. So why is it important that people know about their retirement plan?
Well, they have a lot of options now. The regulations changed back in 2015 and that gave people a lot more choice as to what they can do with their pension. And that's a great thing in that they have that choice. But the problem is that people often don't understand all those choices and they do not understand what the upsides and downsides are of those various choices. So often what happens is people will make a decision based on maybe what, you know, a mate they've spoken to or somebody that they know that have made a certain decision. But even if it was right for that mate, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the right decision for them. So it's really, really important they start to understand actually what options do they have and what is going to be the best for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So what can current employers do to get their employees up to speed when it comes to their pensions?
Well, the first thing really is to make sure that people know where to start. So when it comes to retirement planning, people should really be doing that probably about 10 years out from retirement, because what they need to start thinking about is, okay, so what pension pots have I got? And a lot of people would have worked at various employers, so clearly will have more than one pension pot. Potentially. They may not know what their state pension is, and again, a lot of people overestimate what they're going to get from the state, so again, they should be going onto the government website and looking at their state pension forecast so they know how much they're going to get from that. And they might have other savings as well that they're going to use for retirement. So some people save into ISAs, for example, and they're going to use some of that money to help them in retirement. So all of those things need to be explained to people, and the best place to do that is in the workplace, because that's where people get their current pension, and getting people to work out that with all of those different pensions, with their ISAs, with their state pension, is that likely to give them the income they want in 10 years' time? And if it is, great, but often what happens is people look at that and go, oh, wow, you know, it's not going to give me as much income as I thought. So what is the corrective action they can take? So it could be that they're going to pay more money into their pension over the next 10 years. It could be that they decide they're going to work longer, so that they can save a bit more. But understanding actually all of those things, understanding what options they get when they get to retirement. So are they going to buy an annuity? Are they going to go into drawdown? All the other options that are available. Actually explaining that to people in the workplace is really, really important well in advance of retirement day.
Yeah, definitely. It's so important. So how can Wealth at Work help?
Well, we do a lot of work with employers, both in the public sector and the private sector, and we effectively go into the workplace and help explain this stuff to employees. So often that can be done in seminars. In more recent times, it's been a lot of virtual seminars. We also provide a helpline. Again, when people have questions, they can phone our helpline and we will try to answer their questions and explain the options that they have. We also provide regulated financial advice. So for people who want to really sit down, go through all their finances, work out actually what is the best option for them given their personal situation, and get a clear recommendation as to how to go forward, we can provide that to them through that regulated advice route.
Right, brilliant. So where can listeners go for more information?
Well, they can certainly go and have a look at our website, which is wealthatwork.co.uk. They may also want to go and look at the government site to check their state pension forecast, so they can go to gov.uk/checkstatepension. And they may also want to go and look at another government site, which is PensionWise, where again, there's a lot of information, and in fact, they run a helpline as well, which could ensure you get your questions answered.
Fantastic. Well, that's all my questions gone through. I don't know if we've got a little bit more time, if there's anything that you feel like you didn't get the chance to say or you want to add anything.
Oh, wow.
That's right. You don't have to at all.
Well, it's interesting that I will add, because this is one thing that comes up quite a lot, is people taking tax-free cash from their pension and whether they should do that. And it's really important that they consider it if they've got debt to pay off before they retire. So, for example, they want to pay off the mortgage, or maybe they've got other sorts of debt. But if they haven't got debt to pay off, and they haven't got anything really to do with that tax-free cash, just because it's tax-free cash, it doesn't mean you have to take it all in one go. So what a lot of people do is they take it out of their pension, which is effectively a tax-free environment, and then they go and put it in an environment, they go and invest it, where they're going to be taxed. So people do some fairly crazy things, which is why it's important that they really understand those options.